This is the Doug Marrone Show.
The Doug Marrone Show.
Former Jaguar Jeff Loggeman and J.P. Shadrick discuss the latest Jaguars news with the head coach. The Doug Marrone Show starts right now.
Welcome into the Doug Marrone Show, presented by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. J.P. Shadrick from the home studio. Jeff Loggeman is at his home studio, and head coach Doug Marrone joins us each week from his office at TIAA Bank Field, where the Jaguars will host the Pittsburgh Steelers this week. Coach, good to see you again. And let's start with the matchup against the Steelers organization. You know, it's one of those few franchises in all of sport that has so much consistently positive play, and they've built the organization in an incredible way. And it goes back, I'm looking from 1972 to present, 49 years. Only seven seasons below 500 in Pittsburgh. That's unheard of, Coach. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, it's an outstanding organization, and it's been that way for a long period of time. The Rooney family have done a good job. A lot of coaches have come from that organization, you know, to become head coaches around the league. A lot of owners, you know, have come through that organization, you know, and become, you know, owners of teams, you know, that have been partners with the Steelers. And, you know, it's probably, it's just a unique place, and they've done an outstanding job for many years. And, you know, when you look at it, you know, defense has always been a calling card for them. You know, they've played well throughout every decade, have had these great defenses. And, you know, now they have a quarterback that's going on year 17. And, you know, when you have a quarterback that's been around that long, and obviously has to be successful, and Big Ben's been successful there.
Steelers has some big, strong, tough hombres or guys up front, and it's across the board from the defensive tackle, Tyson Alualu, to Cameron Hayward, to Stephon Tuitt, to the outside linebackers. They're a really good group and a physical group. Great challenge for your offensive line.
It really is. I mean, this will be the most physical front seven, you know, that we played, just with no disrespect to the people that we played already and the people that we're going to play in the future. I mean, you know, these guys are 9-0. They're playing at a very high level. You know, you have Dupree and T.J. Watt on the outside, the guys you've mentioned, you know, and they're still a top defense, even though they're missing a great player that they had in the rookie Bush, who was playing really well for them, making tackles all over the place, and they have a good secondary. So, you know, it'll be a great challenge. I mean, you know, whether they decide, you know, to two-gap us and you know, they do such a good job of really they're just strong and powerful. They get off blocks. They make plays. They get after the quarterback. So, it's going to be a great challenge for us, and I'm excited for our guys to go out there and play against them.
Doug, I think one of the interesting things for me, and I'd love to hear your take on this, is, you know, you go back and you look at some of the great Pittsburgh Steelers defensive coordinators, you know, Dick LeBeau and the blitzing that they used to do, and then now you have Keith Butler as a defensive coordinator. Is the calling card, the style of play of a Pittsburgh defense, the same as it's always been, or are there little different tweaks and nuances with the different coordinator?
Well, you know, I haven't gone against, you know, Dick LeBeau for a long period of time. I've always felt that, you know, he created the most problems in protection. You know, I mean, he really gave you a lot of problems, you know, as far as your adjustments and what you were going to do. A lot of different, you know, some from a coverage aspect, you know, the two trap, you know, was I learned about that my first year in New York when we were playing up there, and they got us pretty good, you know, with baiting us into a coverage and wound up, you know, throwing an interception to two trap. And, you know, so that you still see that. And I think Keith has done a great job. I think everyone that's come along has, you know, has done, you know, maybe a little bit different, you know, as far as, you know, what they're relying on or what they feel comfortable calling. But, you know, it seems that the same type of description for the personnel has been the same for years as far as the front seven goes. I think that the defensive back stuff has changed because you remember Pittsburgh in the old days, whether it's Donnie Shell or any of those guys, they had those big safeties that would come down and, you know, knock the heck out of you. But it's still, you know, the outside linebackers, you know, whether it be Kevin Green, Greg Lloyd, I mean, you can go on and on. And the inside players, the same type of player characteristic has been in that front seven for, it seems like, decades.
Coach, how big of a challenge is it for a young guy like Luton to face such a seasoned defensive front seven and the different looks and things he might see on Sunday?
I think it'll be, you know, his biggest challenge. I think, you know, it's, you know, they disguise very well. You know, that one coverage I was telling you about, then they do such a great job. I mean, they lead the league in sacks. They lead the league in hits. They get tremendous pressure on the outside and they get great push on the inside. So, you know, it forces you to make quick decisions, stay in rhythm, you know, and get the ball out. And if you can do that, and you've evaluated the coverage and get it, you have an opportunity. If you don't, you're going to be thrown into some really tough windows. You know, you're going to be moving around a lot in the pocket. And those guys do a good job of really going after the quarterback's arm. I mean, you can see that coming around the outside. So it'll be a great challenge for Luke. I think that it'd be a great test for him, as it's going to be a test for all of us, really, you know, in all three phases. I mean, they're 9-0. They're 9-0 for a reason. They're playing extremely well. And, you know, they've got a lot on the line. So, you know, it's not going to be one of these things where we're going to catch them, you know, maybe looking over us or anything like that. Mike Tomlin and his staff will do a great job. They'll come down here ready to play, and we'll be ready to play.
Yeah, one of the things, Doug, I think it's always important when you play a defense that's one of the better defenses in the league is trying to stay on schedule with your down and distances. And I thought that was pretty important last week in Green Bay as well. And how important is it, especially with a defense like Pittsburgh, to keep it to where you're first and 10, you try not to get any penalties where you get backed up to being first and 15 or first and 20, you know, staying ahead of the chain, so to speak, as an offense?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, I mean, it's key. And, you know, a lot of times I felt last week we had the ability to run the football, you know, and I felt good about it. I think this week it'll be, you know, a greater challenge for us to run the football because you're running against probably, you know, the best front seven right now, at least the way they're playing in the league. And you have to do that because, you know, once you get to these unmanageable situations, that's where bad things happen, you know, where that's where the sacks occur, the hits, the interceptions, things of that nature. That's what you're seeing on film. And it's interesting, there's a lot of different ways that, you know, you may look to attack a defense, you know, like this. I've seen it before where I remember when Coach Gruden was with the Raiders and talking about John Gruden, they went up there and, you know, they had about, you know, 500 yards of offense and ran the ball seven times with a lot of short passing games, things like that. I know when I was in New York and we went up there, you know, we would run the football on them. We'd get in big formations. It'd almost be like a 9-on-7 type game, but, you know, we had big guys up front and Curtis Martin running the football. So, you know, for us, it's going to have to be a balance of those things. And then, you know, hey, listen, when you block them up and you get that protection, you got to take your shots down the field. You want to stay on the field because their offense is obviously playing extremely well, too. They're a top 10 offense, trying to keep them off the field. And you got to maintain drives and you've got to execute at a high level. Because they're not going to give up a lot of big plays. They're going to force you to execute and force you into mistakes, and that's the one thing that we can't do.
All right, Doug, we'll come back in a moment and flip it around to the Jaguars' defense without a key contributor, a starter, this week, now on injured reserve. We're off and running. It's the Doug Marone Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Coach Doug Marone here, reminding all our Jaguar fans, don't fumble when it comes to driving. One text takes your eyes off the road for 5 seconds. And at 55 miles per hour, that's like driving the entire length of a football field with your eyes closed. To win while driving, you must focus. Keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, and mind on driving. Put it down. Focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the Florida Highway Patrol.
Superior Fence and Rail knows about commercial fence services, from automatic gates to security fence and railing. Superior Fence and Rail's professional team delivers with great communication, trained installers, and quality products. Trust your next commercial project with a top-rated fence company in Jacksonville. Get off the fence and call Superior Fence and Rail for your commercial project today. SuperiorFenceandRail.com.
The wait for the holidays is over, America. It's time to make some joy. And we're here to help with the Ford Built for the Holidays sales event. We're offering the best deals of the season across the Ford lineup, so you can road trip with the whole family comfortably in a Ford Expedition. Bring home a tree that's bigger than you ever have with a built Ford Tough F-150. And find new ways to make the holidays bright this year when you visit your local Ford dealer. The joy is up to you, America, so let's get to it. Ford, built for the holidays.
Dreamfinders Homes has a simple commitment to their home buyers. Deliver unsurpassed quality, uncompromising value, and an extraordinary level of customization you simply won't find with other home builders. With over 40 communities to choose from, you'll find a location you love and the home of your dreams. Dreamfinders has townhomes, single-family homes, and custom estate homes starting from the high 100s and a wide selection of move-in-ready homes. Quality, value, customization, that's the Dreamfinders difference. Call 904-738-0165 or online at dreamfindershomes.com. Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Prices subject to change without notice. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. The Doug Marone Show continues right now.
The Doug Marone Show, presented by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, head coach Doug Marone. The Jaguars and the Steelers Sunday, 1 o'clock at TIAA Bank Field. And the game presented by Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. Some breaking news this afternoon. C.J. Henderson placed on injured reserve. Doug, he had a groin injury. And when did it happen? Obviously, it's bad enough to put him on the shelf for a bit, unfortunately. And, you know, against a Steelers team this week that has all those weapons on the outside. Take us through the situation for Henderson.
Well, he's got hurt during practice, and he's on IR. I mean, I think it's as simple as that. So, you know, we'll look at, you know, obviously we have Trey Herndon. We got DJ Hayden coming back up to the roster. So he'll come up this week. And then, you know, we'll look to see, you know, we'll have Sydney and, you know, we have Sydney, Trey, and Chris Claybrooks, you know, really handling, you know, the outside for us. And, you know, DJ Hayden can obviously go back and play the slot. So we haven't made a decision yet. We're playing those guys and see, you know, what the best combination we have is.
Doug, once you get past Trey Herndon and Chris Claybrooks, you got a couple guys on your roster, Luke Barkou and Josiah Scott, draft pick and an undrafted rookie free agent that haven't seen the field much. Where are they at in their development and their ability to maybe contribute in a situation like this?
Well, you know, Josiah Scott's more of, you know, we like him on the inside. He can play a little bit on the outside. Luke Barkou's more of an outside guy. So, I mean, it's pretty much getting thin. So, you know, obviously those guys are going to have to step up, and then we've got to put them in good position so we don't, you know, get them, you know, into tough matchups. And obviously this week there's a lot of tough matchups when you go across the board.
DJ Hayden was on IR, if I remember correctly. It was a hamstring, and he has a 21-day window. So you anticipate him being active this week is what you're saying.
I am saying that. Yep, he will be active this week.
Good. That'll help your team out a lot. Right. DJ's a good football player. I know from a defensive standpoint, you guys have had a lot of respect for him and his ability to play football.
Absolutely. We're happy to have him back and right in time.
Coach, let's go through some of these guys on this Pittsburgh offense, the guys outside Smith-Schuster, Claypool's having a big year. I mean, you could go down the list here, and that's the challenge. There's so many of these guys performing well outside for Big Ben.
Yeah, I think the main thing is, you know, when you look at Ben and haven't seen him, obviously, for my whole time in the league now almost, it feels like, is that, you know, he just seems very, really comfortable, you know, more comfortable than I've seen him before. And his accuracy is really high. I mean, he's putting the ball exactly where it needs to be, where only his guys can get it.
You know, combination of teams that they're running. You know, they got a bunch of crosses, and when you're in man, you know, they're running a bunch of zone beaters when you're in zone. You know, you can get in and out of plays. They can go to empty. You know, probably not running the ball as much. I know they've talked about this week. That's a big emphasis for them, you know, trying to get back to the run, knowing that, you know, they're going to be in the playoffs, and in the playoffs, you're going to have to, you know, make sure that you can run the football, especially in the cold weather games when you get up there in Pittsburgh and you're playing late in the year in December and January. So, you know, I think they'll try to do that. And, you know, it's going to be a great challenge for us. I think, you know, the receivers that they have, you know, when we go man and you know, we've got to be able to cover. I mean, that's all there is to it. I think we got to be, you know, sharp in our coverages, because he can see the whole field. And it showed up last week when they played Cincinnati. One of the guys thought they were a cover three, and, you know, they were in a two deep, and the guy ran down the seam, and the safety was down. And, you know, Ben, even though it wasn't the first read, he just went right there and threw the touchdown, and that was it. So, you know, if you make mistakes like that, it's going to be very costly against a quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger.
The defensive philosophy for you guys, Doug, certainly has changed over the years. I think a lot of people don't really understand how much it can change and how much it has changed. You guys have seemed to have morphed over the last number of years to more of zone concepts more than anything. Is that a matter of just, hey, look, we have the personnel to play zones and we got to protect ourselves in the back end? Is that kind of where that comes from? Because it seems to be working. You look at the last two games, the production certainly has gone up.
It has. I think what my philosophy, and I don't want to speak for Todd or anyone or Tim Walton or anyone on defense, is that, you know, you want to get people in that can play man. I mean, that's what you want to be able to do, because now you have tight windows to throw. Now the rush can get to him. So that's what you're looking for, to be able to, you know, take guys down and just be real, you know, conscious of what matchups you may have, you know, going across the board. I think that, you know, when you don't have that, you know, now all of a sudden, now you've got to get into more of the coverage concept of what you want to be able to do. I think that, you know, if you look at our defense from, you know, the time that I've been here, we've changed quite a bit, and we've changed because of, you know, of our personnel, and we have to put them in position to make sure that, you know, they can have success, because, you know, if we put them in a position that we did like in the beginning when we first started, then obviously we wouldn't be able to match up well. So, you know, we're making adjustments according to the personnel until those guys, you know, obviously they keep developing and getting better, and then obviously you can do more things.
Doug, Ben Roethlisberger has the fastest average time to throw in the league, 2.31 seconds. He gets it out quick. How challenging is that, and how do you, not giving up game plan or anything, how do you adjust to something when he's just getting it out so darn fast?
No, it's interesting. I think that, you know, even though they're ranked sixth in offense and they're playing at a high level and scoring a lot of points, they're not up there in explosive plays. And a lot of times when you look at, you know, offenses that are scoring a lot of points, their explosive plays are up there as well. I think that's a credit to what they're doing. And, you know, when they go to their empty packages and, you know, they spread you out and quick game and a lot of run after the catch. And, you know, he's able to deliver the ball quickly because, you know, you're challenged to whether you want to come up and play, you know, in the face of these guys that have the ability to run right by you, you know what I'm saying, and really get open, or, you know, do you play off a little bit and you try to read the quarterback and try to jump, you know, jump some routes? But, you know, you're talking about someone that can get the ball out quickly. You know, it's not a lot of time to be able to read the quarterback and jump those routes. And hopefully, you know, you can mix up your coverage enough to where all of a sudden now he's getting to another read. Now it's a little bit longer, and try to reduce that.
Doug, Claypool, the young rookie from Notre Dame. I don't know if I've ever seen a receiver that's come into the league with those kind of measurables at that position. I mean, we're talking about nearly a 240-pound guy that looks like a tight end. And from watching the game the other day, I was watching him going, wait a minute, that guy's a wide receiver? And then, you know, doing the research this week, looking at his numbers and everything, he's got 9 touchdowns, 2 of them rushing, 7 of them receiving. I mean, it's an impressive specimen. I mean, this is a huge dude from Notre Dame.
Yeah, they got a good mixture of guys. I mean, you know, he's a guy that he can run reverses and run jet sweeps, has a lot of speed, big, powerful, can, you know, run through tackles. So they have that in him, and he's obviously a big target. And then, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster on the other side, he's a really good route runner, has really good hands. He can make all the tough catches, all the 50-50 throws, everything. And, you know, a really disciplined route runner. You know, Harris has speed. He's another guy out there that you got to be careful of. And then, you know, then all of a sudden you come on the inside, and then you got Eric Ebron, who's a matchup issue. And then if Vance McDonald plays, that's another issue that you have as far as matchups. Both those guys can run. They're both tall. They're both powerful. They can both catch the ball over the top. So, like I said, I mean, you know, you're 9-0 for a reason, and you're doing well on offense for a reason. You're going to have guys that can make plays around you. You're going to have a quarterback that can deliver a football. And, you know, probably the group that gets overlooked a little bit is probably the offensive line.
All right, guys, let's come back. Some final thoughts ahead of the Steelers-Jaguars matchup. And we'll say goodbye to somebody, Doug, that you've worked with on a daily basis in the public relations department. This is the Doug Marone Show on Jaguars Radio.
Whether you're driving to a Jaguars game or on the way to work, when you see flashing lights, please move over. If you can't move over a lane, slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit. You can protect those who help you on the road. From law enforcement and other first responders to utility and tow truck drivers, they all need you to be at the top of your game while you're driving. See lights? Please move over. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the Florida Highway Patrol.
Oi.
Bonjour.
Xin chào.
Dobrý день.
¿Cómo te podemos ayudar?
If you have an accident, the last thing you should have to worry about is a language barrier. That's why at Fair and Farah, we have a team as diverse as our clients. So no matter what language you speak, we'll fight for your voice. Farah and Farah, here for you.
نحن هون للكل.
Ici pour vous.
Aquí para todos.
Here for all.
Jacksonville.
The wait for the holidays is over, America. It's time to make some joy. And we're here to help with the Ford Built for the Holidays sales event. We're offering the best deals of the season across the Ford lineup, so you can road trip with the whole family comfortably in a Ford Expedition. Bring home a tree that's bigger than you ever have with a built Ford Tough F-150. And find new ways to make the holidays bright this year when you visit your local Ford dealer. The joy is up to you, America, so let's get to it. Ford, built for the holidays.
If something's been hurting, aching, or bothering you, don't ignore it any longer. It's time to take care of your health again. It's time to make an appointment with a Baptist Health primary care doctor or specialist. Call 904-202-4U to schedule a virtual visit or see a doctor in person at a Baptist Health location. The time for better health is here. Call 904-202-4YOU or visit GetBetterJax.com.
To the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marone Show continues right now.
Back to the Doug Marone Show, presented by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, and head coach Doug Marone with us from his office at TIAA Bank Field. The Jags and the Steelers coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock at the bank. You know, Doug, kind of a bigger picture feel here. It's, we see your passion, obviously, each week. We see it on the field when, you know, in certain instances, things don't go the right way and officiating all that. And then in the postgame press conferences, you lay it out there. You always do. But your team is playing better the last couple weeks. I'm not going to go far down this road. I know the results are what matter. But I think that says something about the work that's being put in the building. Coaching staff, players, even though it's eight straight, there's still a lot of work being done, and it just feels like it's that close away from getting some winning results here.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're working for. You know, you're working to win. I think that, you know, one of the things, you know, we don't have any issues. Everyone's in there together. Everyone's trying to support each other. Everyone's trying to work, because that's the only way you can do it, is just to get in there and fight. There's no magic formula to what you have to do, or you know, magic plays that you can put in or anything like that. And, you know, we're just going to keep pushing it, and we're just going to get out there, and we're just, you know, go out there this week. We're going to play as hard as we possibly can and try to get ourselves in the best position and win a football game. I think, you know, that's the only way to go about it, because, you know, if you get into these situations where, you know, fingers start pointing, everyone starts going, you know, then you don't have a chance. I mean, unless you're just lucky, and that doesn't happen much in this league. So, you know, these guys are playing hard. They're trying to work to get better. They're not getting as, you know, better as fast as maybe we want them to, but, you know, they're working hard. There's a good, you know, young core of players here that, you know, are frustrated probably. I mean, you know, they're a little pissed off. They realize how close they are. They realize that there's these couple of plays in a game that, you know, we're not taking advantage of, and we need to take advantage in those situations to be able to get over the top and win.
Doug, if you had to look at maybe somebody that people wouldn't think of that has been great as far as in that locker room, because it's been obviously a lot of change from the last year in the locker room. But if you had to point to a couple guys that have been critical to making that locker room good, to making sure that the chemistry is still good, that the finger pointing is not happening, who would you point to?
You know, Jeff, that's a great question. There's just so many guys that, you know, are doing a good job. I think it's collective, you know, within their position groups, and, you know, the coaches are doing a good job as well. You know, because it's not like, and you would probably be able to understand this, it's not like you have some guys that, you know, would be bad and that they're being kept down by the leaders. I really think that we have guys that are really striving to support each other and work hard. You know, I think, you know, when you look at some of the veteran guys, I think, you know, Chris Conley comes to mind on offense and what he's doing, but, you know, Brandon Linder and Andrew Norwell and that group, you know, DJ Chark's involved, you know, Cole's doing a good job, you know, D-line, you know, Josh Allen's working hard to do it. We got some good vets, you know, with Adam Gostis, and, you know, got a bunch of young guys there, you know, Miles Jack, obviously, and Joe Schobert. You know, on the back end, Gerard Wilson does a good job because the rest of those guys are so young. So you have a lot of young guys, but, you know, the older guys are the ones that are really probably, you know, the veteran guys are probably doing the best job, and the younger guys are just, you know, trying to work as hard as they possibly can to help us win.
All right, Doug, we are saying goodbye to Tad Dickman, Director of Public Relations for the Jacksonville Jaguars, no longer. He's headed to the PGA Tour Communications Department to handle the Champions Tour and the Corn Ferry Tour, among some other projects there. He's been with the Jaguars since 2013 and has worked his way up. I know you've been with him every day, pretty much, since you've been the head coach here. We're going to miss him. I know you certainly will miss him as well.
I will. I think I can't say enough for him. You know, he's helped me. Obviously, you know, he's made things. I mean, he's just done a great job. So it's not surprising, you know, that someone like him has gotten this opportunity, which I think is a great opportunity for him. And, you know, he'll be missed. And, you know, my man Alex here is right next to me now. He'll be coming along, and, you know, I'll train him too. So I'll get him ready too, and he'll be ready to go.
Syracuse guy.
I don't know about that, Doug. I know Alex pretty good.
Yeah, well, my
Alex might be training you a little bit too.
I trained him.
I love it. All right, well, Coach, good luck to you this week. Let's get a W against the Steelers as we come back home to the bank, and we'll talk to you next time around. And have a happy Thanksgiving. We won't have a show next week.
Why not?
We can have a show. I mean, Logs might not be with us. He's in the woods somewhere. We can get together and do one, Doug, if you'd like.
No. I know. Have a good Thanksgiving. No, okay. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Doug Marone's out of here. Back with more in a moment. The Doug Marone Show continues after this on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Coach Doug Marone here, reminding all our Jaguar fans, don't fumble when it comes to driving. One text takes your eyes off the road for 5 seconds. and at 55 miles per hour, that's like driving the entire length of a football field with your eyes closed. To win while driving, you must focus. Keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, and mind on driving. Put it down. Focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the Florida Highway Patrol.
This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports-watching drink of all time, Pepsi. With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouth-watering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong.
I used to care when Mike cheered so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet. But thanks to Pepsi, even Mike can't ruin my football party.
So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
In Florida, bicyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as everyone else on the road. So when you ride, follow the rules. Always wear a helmet and use lights on your bike. And drivers, watch for cyclists. Give them space to ride. And don't forget when making that right on red, look to your right first to see if a cyclist is approaching in the bike lane. We all have a responsibility to keep ourselves and each other safe. Alert today, alive tomorrow. Because safety doesn't happen by accident. This message brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation.
At Vistar, we believe in better. And that means treating people better with friendly, personal service that's kept our members happy since 1952. A smile and personal greeting when you enter the branch, an online or phone chat for those quick questions, and a call center that's open every day. If you believe that great service is better, join Vistar. We never forget that it's your money. All loans subject to approval, insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marone Show continues right now.
Welcome back to the Doug Marone Show. JP Shadrick with Jeff Loggeman. Head coach Doug Marone with us in the first half hour every week, and the show always available on the Jaguars official podcast network presented by Vistar. That's always available just a little bit after the show airs. And hey, here we go. Logs, the Steelers are coming in. They're 9-0. The offense is humming. The defense is destroying people, really, more than anything on the defensive side, especially quarterbacks. And they've got it all going in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they're pretty good, JP. Just looking at a couple numbers, you know, because some numbers sometimes tell part of the story. And the Pittsburgh Steelers turnover ratio is obviously a big indicator as to where a team is record-wise. They're second in the National Football League, and they're plus +9 in turnover differential. Their sack differential, because Ben has only been sacked 10 times, is plus +26. It's amazing. Offensively, they're not getting a lot of yards. They're only ranked 24th from a yardage output standpoint. But the amount of points that they're scoring, they're averaging exactly what the Jaguars' defense has been giving up on the year, which is 30.1. And offensively for them, that's fourth in the National Football League at points scored per game. I mean, this is a great matchup. When I say a great matchup, a great challenge in this matchup for the Jaguars to be able to take on a Pittsburgh Steelers team. But you know, JP, the one thing that I always kind of fall back on is that the history of the Jaguars, this franchise has always shown that they've always played the Pittsburgh Steelers really well. And it goes all the way back to when we were in the same division and we wanted to be measuring ourselves against what had been the standard in the AFC Central for so many years. And so we always had a little extra to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. There was always a little extra juice. And this football team, I hope, can find a way to get a little extra juice to play this Pittsburgh Steelers team because, you know, a few years ago, they were still able to find that. And if you can beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, what a win it would be.
Oh, it'd be an outstanding win, certainly, for this team to snap the losing skid and give them their first loss of the season, head into Thanksgiving week with a better feeling. All of that combined would be a great, great outcome on Sunday for this team. But it has to be, like we said going into last week's game, almost a perfect type game for the Jags. You got to cash in your touchdown opportunities on offense. make some defensive plays, get some takeaways, win the turnover battle. Maybe a special team score would help, a defensive score. All that seems like it has to happen for this team to really get over the hump, and they just missed the offensive part of it last week.
Yeah, look, you were able to accomplish everything that you needed to beat the Green Bay Packers. You just needed to finish. You were able to win the turnover differential. You scored on special teams. You did a great job of stopping the Green Bay Packers throughout the ball game, and especially early. That was the first game that the Green Bay Packers had not scored in some fashion, whether it been a field goal, which they scored for them, or a touchdown, which they scored for them as well in their eight games. That was the first time that the Green Bay Packers were held without a score on the first possession offensively in a game yet this year. So, I mean, you did a lot of great things. Special teams was outstanding. And special teams is typically a lot of young guys. So you got a really good performance and a strong performance out of your young guys. And you're going to have the same type of thing against the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's no question. But I think the challenge this week, like I said, the challenge is harder this week, is because the Pittsburgh Steelers defense is much better than the Green Bay Packers defense. Their ability to be physical, strong, and stop the run is going to be a challenge like the Jaguars haven't seen yet this year. And that, to me, is where the real challenge is. The Jaguars need to find a way to still make James Robinson a factor in this ball game, and it's not going to be easy.
And if he's not, then Jake Luton standing back there patting the football, that's probably not a good result. Let's come back in a moment.
No.
We'll get into the head of
just real quick,
logs.
JP.
Yes.
Just real quick. Baselli had it right. You know, Baselli said that this game is about the offensive line. And he is right on the money. If this team is going to be competitive against the Pittsburgh Steelers, this offensive line's got to have a heck of a day.
Let's come back. We'll get into the head of Ben Roethlisberger, see where he is in year 17. It's the Doug Marrone Show on Jaguars Radio.
Whether you're driving to a Jaguars game or on the way to work, when you see flashing lights, please move over. If you can't move over a lane, slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit. You can protect those who help you on the road, from law enforcement and other first responders to utility and tow truck drivers. They all need you to be at the top of your game while you're driving. See lights? Please move over. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the Florida Highway Patrol.
Jaguars fans, let's tackle social injustice together on game days with Selfies for Change. Visit TIAABank.com/selfiesforchange to take a virtual selfie with a Jaguars player and unlock a $5 donation to the Jaguars Foundation to help fight social injustice. Share your photo on Instagram or Twitter using #SelfiesForChange so more fans can be part of the movement. Join us on game days at TIAABank.com/selfiesforchange. TIAA Bank is the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You won't find a better deal to keep your ride clean than Scrubble's Flexible Service Car Wash. Start in the tunnel wash and experience state-of-the-art equipment while enjoying a soapy light show. Our quality soaps and solutions keep your vehicle streak-free. Every 3-minute car wash package comes with self-serve vacuuming, lint-free towels, window cleaner, and a free air freshener. Visit us at the St. John's Town Center, Fleming Island, and Atlantic Beach. And coming soon to Kernan and Atlantic. Trust the bow tie. You'll know quality once you arrive. Go Jags!
Like working outdoors and want better pay and benefits? Superior Fence and Rail is seeking full-time fence installers with pay ranging from $16 to $25 an hour and more with commercial experience. Superior Fence and Rail will train you to work with their professional team and provide you with all the tools you need to be a top-notch installer. Get off the fence. Call Superior Fence and Rail today and start your career.
SuperiorFenceandRail.com.
To the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marrone Show continues right now.
We continue on the Doug Marrone Show on the Jaguars Radio Network. JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, and the head coach, Doug Marrone, joins us in the first half hour every week on the show. This week, Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers come to town. Roethlisberger has been at this for a long time, of course, and he's seen the Jaguars a good bit. Some mixed results against Jacksonville in his career, but, you know, when it's year 17 for him, he's getting it out faster than he has in his entire career. It seems like they've switched it up for him, and the production is there, and the numbers logs are arguably some of the best in his career to this point in a season, and I don't know how much better it could be right now for Ben Roethlisberger, especially in this advanced part of his career later.
Is that a way of saying he's getting really old, JP? The advanced part of his career?
He's getting old, but he's really good, but he's really old is what I'm saying.
Hey, but let's not forget, he's coming back from a significant elbow injury that he sustained last year, in which the Pittsburgh Steelers were just floundering with a lot of quarterbacks that were, for the most part, ineffective. So credit to him to come back from what was a pretty significant injury. And also, and it's in a year he's coming back now to where it wasn't normal. It wasn't like he could be back throwing with his team and OTAs and mini camp and training camp and everything else because of COVID. So I think Ben Roethlisberger deserves a lot of the credit for how he's playing, obviously. And he has been really good. There's no question about that. He has been the model of consistency in the Pittsburgh Steelers organization, I think, enables players to be that. And so it's always a great organization that that runs things the right way from the top on down.
Where is he in your, let's put you on the spot here, Logs, like the rankings of some of the older quarterbacks in the league that are some of the all-time greats? Where is he if you're kind of putting him 1 through 5 right now?
Okay, and who's your 5 you're talking about? I'm thinking Breeze and Brady. And Rodgers, yeah. and who else?
Rivers.
He's in that level.
He's in that level.
He's
right there at the top. Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger is a Hall of Famer. And I would put him, obviously, probably 4th out of those guys. Tom Brady's number 1, and there's no argument with that. And then you can argue about the placement of everybody else, but Aaron Rodgers' numbers are unbelievable. His interception percentage, his yardage, everything else is unbelievable. I'd probably put Aaron Rodgers for me at 2, even though that Drew Brees has probably bigger numbers, because him and I think Tom Brady are going back and forth, it seems like, every week as far as who throws the most touchdown passes. But we're in a special era here to where we're actually watching these great Hall of Fame type quarterbacks, and they're, I don't want to say they're at the end of their eras, but they're certainly on the back nine of their golf course. And they're fun to watch, and they're still really good football players. And it just goes to show you the importance of finding a quarterback and what it can mean for an organization. The Green Bay Packers were incredibly fortunate that they had Brett Favre and then transitioned right into Aaron Rodgers. The New England Patriots were not a good organization until they found Bill Belichick and Tom Brady together. And so this organization needs to find somebody, a quarterback of that magnitude, that can have that kind of an impact with this organization. Because if you can find them, then all of a sudden, you know, you might be a Jaguars fan that grew up for 17 years like Ben Roethlisberger and had not one losing season. Wouldn't that be nice? I mean, it'd be incredible. So
it was amazing.
It's an amazing stat.
It really is. We'll come back a little more on that coming up. We'll get to Jake Luton. It's his 3rd NFL game coming up for the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is the Doug Marone Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.
In Florida, bicyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as everyone else on the road. So when you ride, follow the rules. Always wear a helmet and use lights on your bike. And drivers, watch for cyclists. Give them space to ride.
And don't forget, when making that right on red, look to your right first to see if a cyclist is approaching in the bike lane. We all have a responsibility to keep ourselves and each other safe. Alert today, alive tomorrow. Because safety doesn't happen by accident. This message brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation.
Any repeated physical activity puts stress on the body. Checking your phone, getting in the car, sitting at your desk. Checking the phone, getting in your car, sitting at your desk. Checking your phone for the 50th time today. If you do anything with regularity, you should get massaged with regularity. Massage Envy. Keep your body working.
Regular body work makes the body work with Massage, Skin Care, and Stretch. Come in today for more information or visit MassageEnvy.com for more details.
The wait for the holidays is over, America. It's time to make some joy. And we're here to help with the Ford Built for the Holidays sales event. We're offering the best deals of the season across the Ford lineup, so you can road trip with the whole family comfortably in a Ford Expedition. Bring home a tree that's bigger than you ever have with a built Ford Tough F-150. And find new ways to make the holidays bright this year when you visit your local Ford dealer. The joy is up to you, America, so let's get to it. Ford, built for the holidays.
Superior Fence and Rail knows about commercial fence services, from automatic gates to security fence and railing. Superior Fence and Rail's professional team delivers with great communication, trained installers, and quality products. Trust your next commercial project with a top-rated fence company in Jacksonville. Get off the fence and call Superior Fence and Rail for your commercial project today.
SuperiorFenceandRail.com.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, one taste and you're feeling good now, smiling wider now, seeing brighter now, bucket dunking now, namasteing now, popping a wheelie now, living lighter now. You're on Tropic Time now. And on Mondays, try our Jaguars Duval Delight Smoothies for $2.99. And you're roaring louder now, end zone dancing now, sipping spirit now. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In 1997, we became the first micro distillery in the state of Texas, and we're still making the same smooth stuff after all these years. We're still cooking in a pot still, working with our dogs by our sides, having fun and tasting batches, and I'm still wearing the same hat, even after all these years. Head over to titosvodka.com to learn more about what else we're doing the same. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. titosvodka.com.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marone Show continues right now.
With Jeff Loggeman, Jags head coach Doug Marone with us in the first half hour every week. Logs, kind of finished up the thought there, the consistency and the success that the Steelers have had. It reminded me, I don't know if this is, just different, but we were in New England in 2017 for the preseason and played a week-long worth of practices against the Patriots, right? So they had fans, like 20,000 fans at practice. So you're standing out on the practice field. You were there. And here comes Tom Brady walking out. And all the kids start yelling, Tommy, and all this stuff. Like, so this kid that's 15 years old has 5 Super Bowls in his lifetime. And all these winning results and positivity, and the same idea for the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? I mean, if you're a 15-year-old kid Steeler fan, like, you've had 2 Super Bowl titles, you've never had a losing season, you got it made. So I just found myself in 2017 in New England just mad at that bratty little kid who never had to go through the pain we've had to go through in Jacksonville at the quarterback position. It just bothered me so much in that training camp. And to get that off
so
my chest.
Tell us how you really feel about it, JP. I mean,
right.
Don't hold anything back.
Be quiet, kid. Quit yelling at Tom Brady. But now that brings us into the Jaguars quarterback conversation. Jake Luton gets his 3rd NFL start this week against one of the really great defenses in the league this year. This is a great challenge. Now, how did he handle last week? I know the stats weren't there. The wind and all that was an issue, but it seems like there's a lot of positive talk around his play from last week.
Well, I like the way he handles himself. and he handles the offense. And I think the offense is running very efficiently as far as getting in and out of the huddle, the organization, the direction that he has, the way he's leading the offense. You know, no delay game penalties. You don't see guys that are having a hard time getting lined up. I think that was this past week he had that one play where he was having a hard time getting was going to get the play off, and he used the timeout. But, I mean, to me, just using that timeout to where he was aware of the play clock and he used it, I mean, that's awesome. And that's good stuff. So I like it. I like what I'm seeing. I would like to see some different throws that he didn't make. There was a lot of throws that he could have made in that Green Bay game. Now, I don't know, because I'm not there, I'm not on the field, to be able to tell, was it win-related or was it just an inaccuracy where he was missing some guys? I don't know that. And so I think time will tell eventually when we get to see more of them. But the one thing I think that is without a doubt, the throw that he makes to Keelan Cole, which is an absolute laser right in the middle of the field on a quick slant, and it's between three guys. I mean, you just can't make that throw unless you have the arm strength and the accuracy and the zip. And he's got that. And so you got a chance when you have those type of things. And he's got a long way to go to prove that he's going to be, or if he can be, a franchise type guy. But I think one thing is for certain, I like everything that I've seen out of him so far. I like the tools that he has as far as his arm goes. I like what I'm seeing out of his mind and how he's operating the offense. And I like all of his measurables, the height, how he can see plays, how he gets rid of the ball in a hurry, how he deals with pressure, and how he can operate in the pocket and find subtle ways to keep the play alive by just moving in the pocket a little bit. And so I think he's got a chance, but he's got a long way to go, JP.
All right, Logs, let's come back. Final thoughts ahead of this Week 11 matchup, the Steelers and the Jaguars coming up at TIAA Bank Field. And this is the Doug Marone Show on Jaguars Radio.
Coach Doug Marone here, reminding all our Jaguar fans, don't fumble when it comes to driving. One text takes your eyes off the road for 5 seconds. And at 55 miles per hour, that's like driving the entire length of a football field with your eyes closed. To win while driving, you must focus. Keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, and mind on driving. Put it down. Focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the Florida Highway Patrol.
At Vistar, we believe in better. And that means treating people better with friendly, personal service that's kept our members happy since 1952. A smile and personal greeting when you enter the branch, an online or phone chat for those quick questions, and a call center that's open every day. If you believe that great service is better, join Vistar. We never forget that it's your money. All loans subject to approval, insured by NCUA.
This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports watching drink of all time, Pepsi. With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouthwatering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong.
I used to care when Mike cheered so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet, but thanks to Pepsi, even Mike can't ruin my football party.
So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink, because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
Jaguars fans, game day is back. And this year we've teamed up with Jameson to add another win to your week with official Jaguars and Jameson branded collectible stadium cups. They're only available for a limited time in the Jacksonville metro area. So grab yours today, pour a smooth Jameson, ginger and lime, and cheer on the Jags with Jameson. Taste responsibly. Jameson Irish Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof, product of Ireland, copyright 2020, imported by John Jameson Import Company, New York, New York.
Hey Jags fans, heading to TIAA Bank for a game? Take advantage of Jags Pay and keep your stadium transactions touch-free. Jags Pay is an all-new partnership between the Jaguars and Tappet to give our fans a contactless payment option for all concessions and merchandise. It's fast, safe, and easy to use. Just download the official Jaguars app on any mobile device, tap Jags Pay, and set up your secure payment method. You're all set. To learn more, visit jaguars.com/jagspay. See you at the bank.
Like working outdoors and want better pay and benefits? Superior Fence and Rail is seeking full-time fence installers with pay ranging from $16 to $25 an hour and more with commercial experience. Superior Fence and Rail will train you to work with their professional team and provide you with all the tools you need to be a top-notch installer. Get off the fence. Call Superior Fence and Rail today and start your career. SuperiorFenceandRail.com.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marone Show continues right now.
Winding down the Doug Marone Show on Thursday evening ahead of this Jaguars-Steelers matchup at TIAA Bank Field. The all-time series tied 12-12 between these two teams in the regular season. The Jaguars, of course, have the two postseason wins, the 2007 playoffs after that season and the 2017 playoffs. Both of those years, of course, the Jags won twice in Pittsburgh. No other franchise has done that. And you know, on a previous show tonight here in Jacksonville Logs, and again on this program, we've mentioned it. You and Tony mentioned it earlier. Baselli, might have heard of him, pride of the Jaguars left tackle. The big key of this game, yeah, who? Tony who? Offensive tackles. And their play has to be really, really strong for this Jags team to have an opportunity on Sunday.
Yeah, because of Bud Dupree. And Bud Dupree is one of the top 10 pass rushers in the National Football League. T.J. Watt is a top 3 pass rusher. Stephon Tuitt, I think, is in the top 8 as far as pass rushers in the National Football League. Yeah, this is a big challenge. Big, strong defensive tackles. I mean, Cameron Hayward doesn't have the sacks this year, but he's an incredibly strong player and has been a big-time sacker in the past, so he's capable of doing that. So it's a great challenge. And by the way, J.P., stop saying that this matchup is tied at 12. It's not. The Jaguars have a 14-12 advantage. The playoffs count, and they should count double. So, yes, the Jaguars have gotten the best of the Steelers.
Okay, 12-12 regular season record, and then two postseason wins.
14-12. Jaguars are in control of the series.
Oh,
thank you very much.
They're in command. They're in command all of a sudden. Okay, that's how it works.
All I know is when me and Baselli were playing, okay, the margin was much wider. Thank you very much.
Okay, very nice. I like that. Yes, the Jags have matched up over the years well against the Steelers. We'll see if they can get that done again this week. And hey, it's good to be back home. The Jags will be in the bank for the first time in a little bit, which is nice. And this week, and then the Browns coming up after that. So a little home cooking might not be a bad thing.
Yeah, and you just wish that you had a real true home field advantage. I mean, league-wide this year, the home field advantage is virtually non-existent. And the Jaguars maybe have a little bit of a home field advantage just because you do have some fans. But I can tell you this, JP. There's going to be a lot of yellow towels at TIAA Bank Field. I mean, that's just reality. That's the way the Pittsburgh Steelers roll. And so if you're a Jaguars fan and you go to TIAA Bank Field, don't be surprised if there's a lot of black and gold in the stadium.
It usually seems to be the case, really, no matter where the Steelers go, but especially around here. A lot of Steelers folks transplanted from that area over the years here on the First Coast as well. So we'll see the Jaguars and the Steelers, 1 o'clock Sunday, TIAA Bank Field. All access tonight. Who you got, Log?
Well, me and Brent Martineau, and then, of course, Josh Allen, and we'll be talking a little Pittsburgh Steelers. And then we're also going to show that punt return for a touchdown 91-yarder by Keelan Cole, which is the new Jaguars franchise record, and how it happened. So tune in, and you can learn something about a garden rake.
Oh, exciting. 7 o'clock tonight on Fox 30 in Jacksonville, Jaguars All Access. Thanks to our entire crew, Joe Fortunato, Brent Reaver, Trent Padilla, Max Hockman back at the stadium, head coach Doug Marone. For Jeff Loggeman, I'm J.P. Shadrick. No show next week unless Doug changes his mind again. We might. We'll see you in 2 weeks. It's the Doug Marone Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.